Hey, this is Andrew from Project 86, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
We're sitting down here today with author Christopher Weber. And we're talking about his brand new book, American to the Backbone, What Politicians and the Church Can Learn About the Work Ethic, Racism, and Life from the 19th Century American Hero. And his name is James Pennington. We've been talking about his life so far. And, you know, Christopher, I also see on your biography here, and I don't mean to switch gears on you, but it says you've climbed Mount Fuji. As well as the highest peaks in New York and New England, and you've traveled widely in Europe and Asia. How does one go from being an author about James Pennington and climbing these super high areas and making maple syrup and such?
Well, God has been very good to me. I've had a really remarkable life, and I must say I had no idea when I started out into the ministry that such amazing things would happen. I'd been ordained less than 10 years when a colleague said to me, how would you like a parish in Tokyo?
Oh, my
goodness.
Don't
be silly. I said, let's get on with the next service. he knew of a congregation in Tokyo serving the foreign population of Tokyo. And it was an opportunity to live in Tokyo and still speak English,
which is certainly
an advantage. So I accepted the call to this congregation, an international congregation, people from all over the world who happened to be in Tokyo for one reason or another, serving their government or a radio station or newspaper or business, whatever it was. And come Sunday morning, of course, they wanted to go to church, but they could have gone to a Japanese church. There were a good many of those, but everything would have been in Japanese. They didn't necessarily have that much Japanese. So there were five congregations in Tokyo serving the English-speaking congregation. There was the Anglican Church that I served. There was a Union Church, Baptist Church, Lutheran Church, and the Roman Catholic Chapel Center, where they had services in English. So it was possible to be in Japan and to learn something about the Japanese church, which was absolutely fascinating. I mean, here's this really young Christian church. Population of Japan, about 1% of the population is Christian. So there's an enormous challenge for them, and to see how they're facing that challenge was an amazing opportunity. And then, of course, Fuji is not that far from Tokyo. On a clear day, you can see it. Clear days in Tokyo are few and far between. Didn't do that well in controlling the smog of the big industrial city. But when it cleared, you could see there was Fuji. And in the summer, you can climb it. It's not one of these things where you have to have a rope and hang over a cliff or something. You just keep walking, you'll get to the top.
Okay.
It's steep, but, you know, it's just a volcano. It's a cone, cone of volcanic ash. So organized a little party from the church, and one day we went up there. And what you do is climb it late in the day, and you spend the night on top so you can see sunrise from Mount Fuji. That's the thing that the Japanese want to do, is see the sunrise from Mount Fuji. So there are little inns up on top, and you can get a quilt, and you can lie down on the floor, and then about 4 o'clock in the morning, this horn goes off, wakes you up, and you have to climb out into the fog and hope you can see the sunrise. So that's how that all happened.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, it sounds like you're a man of when an opportunity arises, you look at it as maybe a God-ordained thing, and you pray through it and decide to take advantage of that.
Well, God does place opportunities in front of you when you really didn't expect them. I certainly never expected to live in Japan. And I never expected to write a biography of a fugitive slave. I'd written a number of books, but most of them what I call useful books, you know, an introduction to the church, introduction to the Bible, this kind of thing, help people understand their faith better. But I was writing a book with a colleague of mine, Lutheran colleague. I'm an Episcopalian.
Okay.
And we set out to write a book about American saints. We said, people who have made a difference in American life. And we said, we'll find 365 of them. We don't care if they're Baptist or Roman Catholic or whatever they are. They made an impact. They made a difference in American life. And we'll write a book that will give 1,000 words to each of them. biography and something from what they said or did. So we set out to do that, and I don't know if you can name 365 significant American Christians off the top of your head, but we had to scratch. And somewhere along the line, James Pennington's name came up, and I read the story of his escape from slavery, which he wrote himself when he was in England. He wrote it to raise money for the abolition cause, and it's you can find it online, as a matter of fact. If you want to look in your Google search slot, just type in The Fugitive Blacksmith, okay, or Pennington, and it will come up. And it's a story that, it's not a long thing, and he wrote it, as I say, back in the 1840s. I saw it, and I thought, well, now, obviously this man belongs in our book, but I think that whole story of his escape ought to be republished. I think there are a lot of young black men in the United States today who think that everything is stacked against them, they can't do anything with their lives, and here's something that will tell you the opposite. Here's a man who, at the age of 19, was still in slavery, couldn't read or write, and 10 years later, he'd become a leader in his community, and within 20 years, he was an internationally known leader, a Christian pastor, and an educated, eloquent man. So it can be done.
Yes.
You know, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence are there, and they provide that opportunity. And you may have to work hard, but you can get there. You know, it can be done.
Yes.
Can we just read you something that
yeah, absolutely.
Pennington once wrote? He said, and because I think it leads on the same point, he wrote, "They tell us that slavery is here and that it must remain, that it is useless to discuss it. They say that however desirable it may be that slavery should be abolished, it cannot be done. It is impossible. We lay down as a general truth that what is desirable is possible with God, is possible unto us with God's aid. Upon this basis, what have we to do in order to succeed? Why, to concentrate our energies upon this desirable object. Let our means harmonize with the moral government of God. Let our plans harmonize with His wisdom. Let our plans harmonize with the economy of providence. And what becomes of the impossible? It is annihilated." You know, I think that sums it up. You just trust in God, work toward that purpose, and what is desirable is possible with God.
Mm. Absolutely. Friend, we're sitting down here with Christopher L. Weber. He is the author of American to the Backbone. And you can find out information at his website at clweber.com. That's clweber.com. And you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent. And, you know, as we get out of here, Christopher, if there was just one thing you could share with our listeners, you know, whatever that might be. It could be about the book. It might be about yourself. It might be maybe something that God's revealing to you right now. Whatever that one thing would be, what would that be?
Well, I think perhaps I've already said that if we are open to God's leading, that surprising things will happen. I try to be open. I try to be aware of God in my life, and these amazing things, opportunities do come. You know, I certainly, as I said, never expected to live in Japan. I never expected to write a biography. I never expected to have the opportunity to speak with someone like yourself, with a large audience, about the way God has worked in American history and in my life individually. But it is amazing what God can do when we provide the opportunity.
Yes, I really appreciate that. And Christopher, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Again, we've been sitting down with Christopher L. Weber, the author of American to the Backbone. He also has many other books you can see. He also has written one after Beowulf, after the whole series there. There's a whole lot called Beyond Beowulf you could find, too, if you're interested in things like that. Again, Christopher, thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
Well, it's been a very great pleasure to talk with you.
Yes, really appreciate it. And thank you for being with us, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.